Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens, October 13th and beyond?
Mars is opposite Neptune this week. The exact opposition will be on Saturday, October 19th. Also, Neptune is now retrograde, which means it is closer to the Earth than usual, and therefore stronger than usual.
Mars is the planet of action. Neptune is the planet of dreams and the irrational. The two significators are mutually aspecting each other. The first thing that comes to mind is irrational actions. Another variation could be confused action. Even more dangerous is delusional aggression.
Uh-oh.
Given the current situation of governmental brinksmanship, this doesn't sound good.
Nope. And in the USA chart, Mars is transiting in the ninth house of beliefs and philosophies, whereas Neptune is across the chart, transiting in the third house of everyday survival, where it is only 1 degree away from the natal USA moon, the significator of the public's thinking, which, by all reports, has been less than positive lately. Neptune can bring disappointment, disillusionment, especially when aspected by a natural malefic, in other words, Mars.
Oh no, all those broken dreams.
This
could also manifest as confusion. That's Neptune about the actions, Mars regarding laws. That's the ninth house. Of course, the public's confusion over Obamacare is a prime example. How to untangle all those regulations and figure out how you fit into it, as well as the total mess around the sign-up process itself.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that in the coming week. The Sun enters Libra on Thursday, October 17th. Libra is the sign where the Sun is debilitated, in other words, weakened. Libra is also where Mercury, Saturn, and Rahu are currently transiting. Thus, the Sun will be together with these other significators for the next 4 weeks. The Sun and Saturn are enemies in Vedic astrology. Sun is authority, Saturn is limitation, thus limited or restricted authority. Saturn is also responsibility. Combined with the Sun may give us, responsible government, who knows. But then there is Rahu, an eclipse point with the Sun. Now we get eclipsed authority, or again, confused authority.
Oh boy, yep. It sounds like yet another problem for the government. And along with Mars and Leo opposite Neptune combination giving governmental confusion, now we get the planet of power weakened and held back further by the planet of restriction, Saturn.
Yep, not a good combination. All right. Juicing things up further, we have the full moon, which will be on Friday, October 18th at 1 degree Aries. This marks the culmination of the energies of the lunar month of Ashvina, named for the nakshatra that the full moon falls in, Ashvini. The lunar sign Ashvini is associated with the Hindu twin deities, the Ashwins, who race around the universe solving problems and helping people. Thus, this full moon is particularly auspicious as it falls in Ashvini, and also so close to the very beginning of the zodiac, the first degree. The full moon will also be a partial lunar eclipse, since it is only 13 degrees away from Ketu, one of the eclipse points. The energy of the full moon, therefore, will not be as auspicious as otherwise, due to being compromised by the eclipse.
Damn it, Ron. It's always something.
There's always something. There's always a fly in the ointment. All right.
Well, this is also something to take note of, folks. Venus, as we've mentioned before, is transiting in Scorpio, and it's doing that for the rest of October. Thus, Venus is ruled by Mars, while simultaneously receiving a square aspect from Mars, a double dose of Martian energy, so to speak, striking upon the softer Venusian qualities of life. As such, the certifications of Venus, such as art, beauty, advice, finance, real estate, vehicles, and luxuries all come under attack. Do we get vandalism against art, art theft, a car recall, money laundering exposed, or a major bust over counterfeit handbags or some other high-end items, giving or receiving bad advice, problems with the financial sector. The last time Venus was in Scorpio, HSBC got a huge fine from the U.S. government for money laundering for drug lords in Mexico. And also, it should be said, it's sad to say, that terrible case of gang rape and murder on a bus in India, which caused a huge blow-up, happened during Venus in Scorpio.
Well, we'll see. Okay. It's still the rest of the month.
A lot of cards on the table there.
A lot of cards, yeah. Okay, looking ahead a little bit, on October 21st, Mercury will enter a retrograde phase. The planet of communications and information will still be in Libra, and it will then back up in the zodiac for 3 weeks. So that's the last week of October and first couple weeks in November. While appearing to travel in reverse, Mercury will then once again connect up with Saturn and then Rahu.
So we will get a replay of what has been going on recently.
Yeah, except probably worse, since Mercury, when it is retrograde, creates even more problems, especially when it gets influenced by natural malefics like Saturn or Rahu.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like things are over with this government situation right now.
Nope.
So things could improve somewhat this week and then reverse during the last week of October and into November, something we will surely be talking about in next week's show.
Yep. Okay, so until next week.